So they want you to come on their side. They want you to believe in their ideas of what you think of yourself. They doubt you and you believe what they doubt. Instead of you waking up from your slumber, instead of you waking up from this nightmare of despair and letting your opportunities come to life, it's going to be a tough time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some tough times and tough days ahead for you. But that doesn't mean your ideas are going to die. That doesn't mean that you stop. That doesn't mean you stop believing in yourself. You just got to keep on working. When you got people looking at you from the left side and the right side, from the front to the back, and you in the middle, just remember, everybody's watching. Just give them something to see. Let them see it. Are you watching me? Watch this. Oh, you want to stop me? You can't stop this. That's the mentality that you must have in yourself. Don't you dare give up now. It's okay. Yeah, it hurt a little bit. But I can feel it. I know what that pain feels like. And I know how to keep marching. And I know how to keep moving. And I know how to get productive in my life. Can't stop what you didn't create. You can hate it, but you can't dominate it, because it belongs to me. Do you realize how difficult it is to be different? Does that mean you're supposed to stop? Shame on you if you don't have enough strength within your mindset and in your heart and in your soul. Listen up. Yes, I'm talking to you. You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You've been told over and over again that you're not that great. You're not that good. You started to believe in all of these things that you have been told most of your life. That is your fault, because you had more faith and belief in the people that doubted you instead of believing in yourself. You're not supposed to start at the top. You got to grow it. You got to believe in it. I never told you that it was going to be easy. In fact, you don't deserve it. If you can't struggle through it, you don't deserve it. If you can't hurt from it, you don't deserve it. Nobody should have that much success in their lives if they didn't put nothing behind it. We don't know the story behind the story. Yes, there are people out there that cheated their way. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You need to focus on believing in yourself. Taking pride in yourself. You do what you gotta do. You do what you need to do. And feed your ideas, feed your dreams, because they're starving right now. You can't push yourself forward if all you're thinking about is the doubts and the negative things that people are saying, because you're relying more on their ideas and their dreams of you instead of you relying on your own dreams and ideas of yourself. Why would you want to surround yourself with people that don't have ideas that are great? Why would you want to surround yourself because of a number? You know, a lot of people tend to wonder Oh, how many friends they have and how many people in their corner. Oh, I have a million followers. I have tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of people that support me. How many of those people do you actually know? Do you realize the power that you have right now? Even the people that don't like you, they are drawn to you. They see you, but they don't see your greatness. They don't see what you truly have inside. They are afraid of it. They don't lift it up. They don't encourage it because they're not happy. Today, recognize your true beliefs. Stop thinking that the rest of the world is against you. You have a few people that may not ever support you, but you got just one, that one person that matters the most, and that is you, my friend, you. So work. Dig a little deeper. Support your ideas. Nourish your ideas. Feed your dreams. Make them a reality. Believe in yourself. When everybody turning their back on you, believe in yourself. This is it. You're not done. You're just working. And if you're working, you're growing. So keep up the good fight. Stay tight and never quit. This is the moment of your time. This is the moment of your life. This is the reality check that you deserve. I'm not here to make you feel warm and fuzzy. I'm here to tell you the reality is real. So be real with yourself. Understand your value. Don't depreciate yourself. Realize that there is more to you than less of yourself. Keep focusing on your purpose and tell weakness to step aside because strength is coming through. Be productive. Look up and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. Maybe everybody doesn't love you. Maybe there are many people that don't like you. Maybe people just don't believe in what you believe in. But what do you believe in? You trusted more in doubt. You trusted more in people rejecting you. Not believing that you had a unique purpose. You had something special that just has not been awakened yet. You thought that every time someone looked down on you, you didn't have the ability to look up. You didn't have the ability to trust in yourself. You thought that people had more faith in your failures than your success. And no matter how hard you work at your craft, they will still find some fault in you. It must happen this way because this is the only way you're gonna know what you must do to get better at whatever it is that you are seeking in your life. No one said it was gonna be easy. In fact, nobody's really gonna hold your hand. But you got to have the ability to hold yourself up. You have to have enough faith within yourself to understand that no matter how far you go in your life, that it's your life. You believe in the answers that they had for you instead of answering your own question. Am I good enough? Can I be the best of myself? The time has come for you to understand that you cannot depend on the opinions of others. You cannot just trust in the opinions of others. You cannot allow other people to validate you. Because you are just who you are. Nobody is going to be like you. Nobody can be as strong as you. Nobody can walk the walk like you. That's what makes you different. That's what makes you unique. So prove them wrong. But prove yourself to be right. Right in your decisions. Right in your mistakes. Right in your failures. You are going to have to go through all of these unique things until you actually find your truth. They say that the truth will set you free. Then free yourself from doubt. Free yourself from the doubters. And accept the fact there's more to you than what you could ever imagine. Don't hold yourself back. Don't cry over everything. Don't be angry. Have a peace of mind in knowing that I just got to work a little bit better. That I have to give myself a little bit more credit. Instead of pushing myself down to the ground, burying myself because everyone else said that I'm not worthy. My friend, you are worthy. You have uniqueness. You have something that the world has yet to see. Don't accept defeat. Don't accept excuses. Don't accept the fact that you think that you don't have what it takes when you know deep inside yourself you have it. But you got to have the faith in yourself. You got to believe and you got to stand on it. And you got to know that you can do this. So let them hate on you. Just remember, the hate that you feel that you are getting, these are the same ones that admire you more. Don't let the naysayers tell you it's okay to quit. Don't let the naysayers tell you that you're done. Don't let the naysayers say that you're not the person or the right fit to carry the torch. I will tell you this. My journey in my life, I was that person. I was that individual that believed what everyone else told me that I could not do. Now I'm not telling you to be like me. I'm telling you to be yourself. I'm telling you to evolve into something greater. Yes, I was that person. I was that individual that cried at night, that was angry, that was afraid. I was so down on myself. I didn't believe I can be where I am today. When you said I couldn't do it, I showed you that it could be done. But before I showed you, I had to show it to myself. So today, ladies and gentlemen, you must celebrate your victories, your setbacks, your failures, and to anyone and everyone that doubted you, prove them wrong and stand tall. Be about your business. Be productive in your life. Never quit. Understand that you matter. You have to be responsible for your life and your efforts. You have to be willing to work through diligently. You have to be willing to push forward. You have to prove them wrong and show the righteousness within yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you this. We would never really truly understand success without a little bit of hardship. How much are we gonna give of ourselves? How much are we gonna understand that without these sacrifices, without these setbacks, we can never really truly understand the uniqueness within ourselves? Why in the world do you feel someone owes you something? Nobody owes you anything. In fact, you don't deserve anything except respect. Keep it moving and conduct your business. Your life is on the line. Prepare for battle. It's time to put on that armor. You are in a position right now. You're walking through life and don't have an understanding of what's next for you. But the battles that you are about to face, you must be prepared. But the only way you can go through the battle is you got to put on the armor. That armor that you're putting on is a special kind of armor that you must have. Because you can't fight every battle by yourself. You need a higher power. I'm gonna call that higher power purpose. You don't have to believe what I believe, but you better believe in something, because your strength is not as strong as you think it is. And this is why you need that armor. This particular type of armor is tailor-fit for you. Nobody else can put on this armor because it doesn't fit them. It's fit for you. You better put that armor on. If you're gonna have confidence, put that armor on. If you feel that you're gonna be stronger than you was yesterday, put that armor on. If you know you're gonna walk through some craziness in your life, put that armor on and see how well you get through life. Humble, humility, faith, strength, these things do work, people. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that you're just gonna walk through life without some type of protection around you. And sometimes we keep that armor on, but we don't take care of that armor. We don't do the things that are necessary to polish it up. And what that means is that you got to get back, and then you got to get up. You got to recognize that everything doesn't always work the same way all the time. And this is why you got to understand in life, it's always going to change. And you got to be able to adapt to the changes that are happening day in and day out. So sometimes you get lonely. Sometimes you get frustrated. Sometimes you are afraid. But why haven't you suited up? Why haven't you put on that armor? Because without that armor, you can't fight. You can't move. You can't excel. You did not allow that special armor to do its job. You went out in the world naked. You went out in the world without a care in the world. You thought that you just knew you was gonna be okay. You can't just be okay. If you don't have that armor, you're not gonna get very far. You are not gonna walk through this world thinking that the world owes you something. The world doesn't owe you anything. You don't get nowhere in life without somebody standing with you, building you up and lifting you up and aiding you along the way. But at the end of the day, it still falls in your hands to make a difference. to do the job, to live your life, and protect yourself from all of the things that may affect your life. There are people right now that have been told that they're worthless, that they won't amount to anything. And they have allowed their emotions and their feelings to get disrupted. And ladies and gentlemen, you allow these things to happen because you're not protecting yourself. So you got to suit up. You got to put on that armor. You got to be a little bit more faithful. You have to understand that there is a purpose behind the purpose. And there is a greater power than you and I. No matter how you look at things, you can't do it alone. But you better put on that armor. Don't glorify yourself, because you're only passing through. Suit up that armor and be about your business, because that's what we have to do. Don't take your life for granted. Don't feel that you cannot be touched, because you must know, keep that armor on, carry on, and live strong. And from the bottom of my heart, keep the faith, look up, and conduct your business.
There are going to be times that you're going to just struggle, and you're going to be tired, and you're going to be weary, and you're going to want to quit, and you ain't going to have nothing left. But you still got to carry on. Live your life, ladies and gentlemen. Be excited about life. Regardless of the struggles, regardless of the circumstances, get excited about being above ground and not under it. Walk with your head up high and live your life. How many of you have been in a competition where you pushed yourself and you worked so hard and you pushed everything you had within you, and then you got so close to the finish line, your legs gave out? You didn't have nothing else left in your legs. You couldn't run a little bit further. You couldn't pedal that bike a little bit faster, because you had nothing else left. That's when the grinder must come out. That's when you got to dig a little bit deeper. That's when you got to go after it a little bit harder than you've ever done in your life. So you always find yourself starting off on the right path. You start off, you're feeling good, you're running, you're doing everything that you need to do. But it starts to get harder. Things starting to push you back. Life starts to push you back. People start to push you back. Everything around you starts to crumble. You have nothing else left to give. But then you got to find something else. You got to turn on that grind switch. You got to get down and dirty and nasty if you got to. You got to do what necessarily is going to take for you to get what you want. And you got to go out there with everything you got. For every moment that you have, this is the chance to do it. Just keep on grinding.
The moment has come, and there will be obstacles that you must face. And for each obstacle, it will represent something about you. Your greatest victories, your greatest failures. But nevertheless, you must rise above it, and you must conquer every obstacle that comes your way. Are you strong enough? Are you willing enough? Do you have what it takes to do what's necessary to adapt and overcome? This is the moment that every living person
that is at the start line is ready to cross the finish line. Along this journey, you will be pushed. You will be knocked down, but you don't stay down. You must rise up. You must carry on. You must dig deep. You must fight forward. You are not done yet. You carry on. The journey must carry on. You fight to the end. If you feel weak, find a way to rise up. If you feel you can't carry on, then you must find another way to push on. If you get knocked down, then you crawl. If you can't crawl, then you roll. You don't stop, you push up. Bad things have to happen in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go through certain things, and this is what's gonna make us better. This is what's gonna make us stronger. But you got to claim what it is that you are seeking in your life. Everybody is never going to be where they want to be in life because sometimes they focus too much on the bad things and not claiming the good times. Not claiming, hey, no matter what struggle I go through, I am going to make it. The beauty about the process is that you're learning something. You're learning about yourself. You're learning how to go through certain things. And you're learning how to build up. We are human beings, and human beings sometimes act on emotions. But you have to harness your emotions. You have to understand that you got to go through something to get to the level that you want in your life. Make this day count. Put all your energy, put all your power into what you do today. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep fighting for it. You got to keep trusting in yourself. You got to keep pushing because you got unfinished business. If you do not hold on to the goodness within you, then all the bad things that are surrounding you right now will ultimately destroy your possibilities and taking yourself further in your life. Don't you realize that you got to have faith in yourself every single day of your life? Maybe you did get rejected. It doesn't mean that you're out in the game. It doesn't mean that it's over. You got to keep moving on. Take the steps. Maybe take a few steps back. Analyze the situation. And then keep pushing. Keep going. Stay hungry and believe. Just keep on grinding. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But keep on grinding. You're going to have those bad days. But keep on grinding. You're going to want to quit. But keep on grinding. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important part of your life. It is a decision that you have to make within yourself. No one is responsible for that. The grinder, you, the individual, the person that you are inside, will determine the outcome, whatever you're going to do in your life. So you must continue to grind harder. You must continue to find a way and make a way out of no way. Don't wait for a handout. Don't wait for someone to tell you to do it. Do it because you need to do it. Do it because it must be done. There are going to be all kinds of challenges that we all must face. You cannot live in this world without a challenge. You cannot live in this world without a struggle. Because with every struggle that you have been through, it will help you to be stronger. But you cannot give up. Don't be afraid of the hard work. Don't be afraid to grind a little bit harder. Don't be afraid to sweat a little bit. It's okay, man. This ain't the time to be sitting up there feeling sorry. This ain't the time to be saying you don't have what it takes. So if you get some setbacks, embrace them. Sure, every day is not going to be a good day for you. Every day is not going to always happen for you. But it's always something happening. But you got to make it happen for the right reasons. For every day of your life, you must continue to believe in yourself. For every day of your life, you must have enough faith and understanding that it's up to you to make that difference count. So continue to grind. Grind with everything you got. be strong every day of your life. No matter what comes your way, keep grinding and keep moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Be productive, be powerful, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.